holding in my hand the most amazing little parcel. It's made of packaging, as you would expect it to be, because, you know, it's a parcel. And it's all rather neat. It's, I'm not very good at sizes. Probably 8 inches by 10 inches by 10 inches. So it's very, very neat. It feels very solid. And there is the most amazing coffee smell coming off it. Wow. Now, some people listening to this might be slightly confused because they know I'm not really a coffee drinker. You will have heard the you would have heard the recording from a few weeks ago when I met up with Fidun on Audioboo to go to the Monmouth Coffee Company near Earl's Court. It's near Covent Garden. What am I talking about? And I had a very nice coffee there. But coffee drinking and me don't come very naturally together, or something. So what am I doing with this box of coffee? Well, who knows? But, well, I know anyway. I thought I would do you an unboxing of the coffee. So I'm just attempting to find the most appropriate way in. As I say, it just smells amazing. I have to say, it's strange, for a non-coffee drinker, I've always absolutely loved the smell of coffee. It is so wonderful. And it almost smells different at different points around this box. I mean, there should be two different types of coffee in here. Smells wonderful. I could just leave it in the room to make it all smell nice, but maybe I won't. I am instead going to use my keys here, because that is the certified way of removing packaging tape. Oh no, I found a bit that I can just pull on and see. Okay, that might do. There we go. So as I say, there should be two types of coffee in here, and because of my preference for tea, there should be some tea as well. Right, so I'm just pulling off packaging tape. Didn't quite come off in one piece, sir. In fact, yeah, okay. Fail, Robert. Fail. Failed at the first hurdle. We'll have to use the key now to get a bit of a nick into it that I can pull on. Breaking the box, which I don't want to do really, because it's quite a nice little box. Oh dear. Right, okay. The simple plans are always the worst. Or something. Find a pair of scissors. Oh dear me. Sorry, I'm so coffee. Right. Here, my little Swiss knife. I'll try this instead. Oh, that wasn't the bit I was trying to pull out. No, it's not the Swiss knife. That's the corkscrew. Yep, the Swiss knife. Right. One of the first times I ever used this Swiss knife, which was actually bought in Switzerland. When putting it, when folding the knife bit back in again, I neglected to make sure that my hand was well out of the way. So when it went, if I can actually get it to do it now, snap, shut. It just nicked a little bit of skin between my thumb and the next finger. Which was very clever of me. Right, anyway. Let's just about the table now because it's in brilliant, bright sunshine. Wow. Okay, and then I'm going to try and find a way into this using the knife. Hopefully without causing any damage to me or the box. The box being the most important bit of those, of course. That seems like the way to do it. I need to just cut a bit longer. There we go. Better. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Dear me, Robert. Okay, so I'm folding back the flaps of this box. I'm sorry. I'm folding back the flaps of this box. And the smell that greets me. I'm afraid I'm not very good at describing coffee smells. Because I just want to say it smells like coffee. But it does smell amazing. Lovely roast coffee smell. I'm sorry. Just hang on, let me go and drink something. Oh, I'm seeing stars. So I'm actually recording this message on Tuesday the 23rd of April. But I'm not going to upload it for a few days. God, I must sound terribly ill. Nothing wrong with me, actually. All's fine. Oh, no, don't start again, Robert. Okay. Right, okay. So inside this box, I have three packages. Okay, let's pull them out one at a time. I think I may have them upside down, but never mind. I'll open the box upside down. So the first one I've pulled out is obviously a coffee package. It smells quite, to my nose at least, it smells quite malty. Quite a deep, rich coffee smell. That smells nice. I don't know which one it is. You'll have to work this bit out next. But let's get the next package. Actually, what I will be able to do actually is work it out by size because I've got different sizes. The next one. That's very similar, actually, I have to say, to my uneducated nose. Maybe it smells a little bit more like what you'd... You know, you get a different coffee smell when you go to the continent. It smells a bit more like that. I think this one, actually, because it's a smaller package, I think this is the breakfast coffee. And the other one... First one is the Colombian decaffeinated coffee. I have to say, I was ordering under instruction here. So I know nothing about these. And then the final package will probably smell of coffee because it's been sitting next to it. But it does not have coffee in it. I have to say, it's probably actually the package that I am most excited about. I'll put the box down there now. Because whilst I was ordering coffee, the instructions of a very special guest, I thought I would get myself some tea at the same time. So I have got myself a Actually, I haven't picked up the smell of the coffee too much. I have got myself a packet of breakfast Earl Grey, which is apparently a stronger Earl Grey than usual. And I quite like my Earl Grey fairly strong. So, and it's loose leaf, obviously. So I may break into that and try that in a minute, despite the fact that it's not breakfast time. Anything to kill my throat. So, all very exciting. We shall line these packages up and put a photograph on for the boo. And but you won't actually get to hear, well, how the coffee tastes, at least. Until my very special guest arrives on Friday. Okay, line these up here. 1, 2. Right, well, there we go. Hope you enjoyed that. Speak again. Anon.